A man called Ge Yu Lu has literally been put on the map, as he's got a road named after him. Now, 4 years later, his name has been taken down. Let's talk about what happened here.
Yes, so once upon a time, actually in 2013, a man named Ge Yu Lu is looking for roads without a name because he wanted to name one of the roads in the world. And he found one. He felt like he found one, so he decided to manufacture a road sign with the three character 格与路 on the sign and put it on the road. So people living around that area got confused and thought, okay, the road without a name now got a name. So they started to use the name 格与路 to call that road. And 4 years later, a 知乎 post got everyone's attention. The post actually talked about all these procedures, and because of the big data era we're living in, all those map apps have put the name Ge Yu Lu into their system, so it's kind of like recognizing his effort without knowing that's a one man's job. And when this story got attention, we learned that actually this road has a name. According to the Beijing City Planning Department, the road got a name in 2005, and the name was Bai Ziwan Nan一路. So the city decided to put a name sign on the road now and get rid of the Ge Yu Lu road sign, and just saying that as an individual living in the city, you're not allowed to name a road. And everybody started to arguing that we've been using this name for 4 years. Where were you 4 years ago?
Yeah, I think this art student even used it as a project or something to turn in for his artistic behavior or behavioral arts. Listen, that is a very broad spectrum of artistic work there. But anyways, so we won't get into that. But but anyways, you can imagine, so this guy took matters into his own hands. But yet there was already a name on this street. So I think maybe from my perspective, what might have happened is that somewhere through the process, because basically, normally a city road should be planned, designed, and constructed and maintained by city government. The traffic is managed by the city's public security department, and the road is normally named by the city planning authority. And the name sign is hanged up on the road, and the city's public security department oversees this. All right. Some roads are built, though, by real estate developers who construct an area for community building. Those roads are considered to be internal roads in the communities. So after the construction of the road, basically the real estate developer, his job is to put the proper facilities that need to be on a road to have a road. And then he basically leaves all the naming, all the other stuff, stoplights, these kind of things, I guess how the road functions, all of these things, to the urban management office, who takes the responsibility of naming the road and putting in all the different signage and whatnot for it to operate, right? Anyways, I think in the process of all of this happening, the real estate developer probably made the road, submitted it, probably because the road did already have a name, submitted it to the urban management office, yet the urban management office at some point dropped the ball and didn't get the sign up, though maybe someone thought that had happened and it just went unnoticed for a while by anyone that wasn't living there. So maybe this guy, Mr. Ge Yu Lu, was like, you know what? Bragging rights sound pretty awesome. I'm going to take matters in my own hands. I'm going to put my name on this street and tell everybody I'm awesome. And that's why my name's there. I don't know if that's what he did. But anyways, you can imagine there's definitely some bragging rights to this. Though, here's my argument. And me and New Honglin were talking about this before the show. I don't think the people that were living in this area were negligent of the actual road name. For buying houses, for things like that, leases on rent and whatnot, those official documents, I think, I'm sure, probably had this official street name. Mm-hmm. But because of getting vendors to come to you and all this stuff that wasn't necessarily official but made life easier, I think that's where the street name came in handy. And that's why people started to really have an affinity toward it.
Yeah, I think bragging rights is certainly one thing that got all of our attention. It resonates with you. Usually you have to be a famous general,
a political figure,
yeah, celebrity, to get the naming rights. But here, this guy, just like Ryan said, took the matter into his own hands. And also, the last character in his name is Lu. So that is road,
yeah.
Literally. So godsend is very, very
works out well.
Easy for him to... Yeah. It works well for him. And also here, what's quite interesting is... I think we're seeing that the top-down governance, when it drops the ball, when the road sign is not erected for years, and then people are taking this into their own hands, as in every day. There's loads of food delivery guys or courier guys that need to bring stuff to this place, or you need to register online for various activities, and sometimes you need to put your address down. So there is a need to know the road name. And then people start to put that information online through apps like on Baidu Map or Gaodu Map. And as the so-called big data is collected these days, that information has been reinforced and been used by people. So there is almost a grassroot, bottom-up approach of people actually making a stance here that is saying that this is what this road is supposed to be called these days. But unfortunately, or is it fortunately, now the local authorities have put an end to this. How are people taking this?
Well, apparently for people who don't know, the road actually has a name. They're saying this is a nice behavior because of Ge Yu Lu, name the road Ge Yu Lu. People now, like you said, when you're doing delivery, you have an accurate address for certain people. But I beg the differ. I'm standing with those people who are being a little bit harsh to Ge Yu Lu, because I'm a strong advocate for obeying the rules. There is a rule saying individuals should not name a road, because when you do that and actually put a name sign on that road, it might cause problems to other people. Like Ryan has said, if you are making a lease or doing property trading stuff, and you have to go check the system and finding out that the road is not actually called Ge Yu Lu, but called Baiziwan Nan Yi Lu. It's all these trouble are caused by this one behavior. And I think when we're accusing other regulation breakers, saying that you should not break the rule by power walking on the street, why are we cutting a slack for such person who are putting a name sign on the road, which is not actually his right to do that?
Well, yeah, so I think this has definitely gotten far-reaching. An employee from Homelink office nearby the road said, "It was kind of cool to put a name tag on the road, and the road was just known by navigating apps somehow." So this is a guy who's selling houses in the area, and he's like, yeah, name the road, whatever. Personally, guys, you know, when it comes to roads, you should let the government, for official reasons, be the ones to have the name. I think if there's no road name, then you should report the problem so that it's fixed the right way, and not just letting one art student take matters into his own hands.
Yes, and also it's blatantly government's negligence in this case, and that is something that needs to be closed as an information gap, so to speak. You are listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Yo Ho Lian.